Back in March 1989, at the European Organization for Nuclear Research in Switzerland, a computer scientist named Tim Berners-Lee saw that researchers were having a hard time sharing information. So he sent a proposal for a communication system to his boss, who said the idea was vague but exciting. Certainly, the how and why of the original project are interesting, but what is even more fascinating is what was or was not available on this newfangled thing called the World Wide Web. To show how far we've come, the early web had links to 17 different subjects, mostly related to the hard sciences, although there were links to law and religion. The law link dealt with copyright law, and the religion link had connections to the King James Bible, the Book of Mormon, and the Quran. The original site provided a link to reading materials about the Internet, including the web, and talked about something called convergence. Yes, 25 years ago, technicians were talking about how the various forms of the Internet can be converged. What were those forms? Well, how many of you remember terms like Waze, FTP, and Mail Robot? The site also had some tips for people who might want to help the web expand. The most important tip, and I quote here, put up some data. Notice what you didn't do, post or link. And how do you officially write the name? I've seen it as three hyphenated words and as one complete word. But Berners-Lee says it's three separate capitalized words without hyphens, and he ought to know. And by the way, you can still see the very first web page complete with hyperlinks. I'll leave finding the page as an exercise to your own computer skills. I'm Larry Burris.